I'd like to welcome everybody to the Mesa City Council Study Session for Thursday, December 18th, 2008. I'd like to excuse Councilmember Summers, who got called in to work at the last minute, so he won't be with us this morning. We'll begin with item number one on the agenda, which is a continuation, or I guess a wrap-up, of our budget discussions. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Just want to bring update a few items related to this action. We've provided for you an updated version of the summary of the reductions, giving you the percentage of the of FTEs, the cuts as it represents for the total FTEs for each of the departments that are affected. First of all, I have some good news, and really this is the result of, and truly is the result of City of Mesa staff. We wish we could have a finder's fee for doing this, but after last week when I announced that the city had come to the conclusion that we were not going to receive the LTAF 2 funds from the state, that those were being held up. We had expected to receive those back, I think, in the summertime, and that was about $821,000 that we were anticipating for the continuing the funding of the Gilbert bus route until such time that it would be picked up by the region in this coming July. Our staff literally was on the phone for the entire week last week, really making the case that these funds were approved by the governor's budget and they should have been released. We then finally received an email last, the 15th Monday of this week, indicating that eligible local entities that successfully applied, which we did, for the LTAF 2 grant should see funding available in approximately 2 weeks. So that's good news. As you recall, we were going to have to make, that was $800,000 that we had not even calculated or assumed in the $62 million shortfall. So the good news is we will not have to dip into one-time funds, property sales, to fund that. So those dollars are there, and they will also be available to help us, as we talked about before, funding the citywide dial-a-ride through the rest of this fiscal year, during which time then we'll have a discussion among council about the policy of dial-a-ride for the city. We'll have that discussion as part of the regular budget cycle. So the good news is those LTAF dollars will be coming to the city, and we will not have to go after or use any one-time dollars to fund those. Then continuing, just clarification, one of the things that we will need to do under the proposed or recommended changes here as it relates to the 2% reduction for all employees, and that 2% reduction is proposed and recommended for all charter employees, which does include the city manager. What that will require, though, is we'll bring the contracts. Each of those individuals has a contract, a separate contract, that we'll have to bring to council first meeting in January to reset that compensation, reducing it by the 2% as we are for the rest of the employees, and doing that and making it retroactive to the point where it matches up for the same time period as all employees. So that'll be a formal action of the council we'll have to take in first January.
So what you're describing here is an administrative function that we need to take. It has nothing to do with whether that 2% is going to apply to a person or not apply to a person. The intent is that it applies to every city employee.
Correct.
Each and every city employee. You're just describing to us an administrative procedure that we need to do
to
make sure that
council has to actually approve it
to make sure that it does apply to every city employee.
But it will apply. And as I receive direction, I want to confirm with council that we will do the same thing for the city council. Is that correct? I'll make sure that's correct. Okay, so I think that covers that. The other item that I want to cover, and I believe I've visited with all the members of council regarding this, and this continues to be probably one of the more difficult areas that we're challenged with in the city in regards to compensation. And it really has to do, regardless of whether, even outside the issue of the budget cuts, but it's the manner in which the city of Mesa provides for its merit pay, the timing of merit pay. Today, it's done on the employee's hire date, their anniversary date of their hire. which oftentimes creates a disparity between different employees who are in the same position, but maybe were hired weeks or months apart, that during the year there's oftentimes this disparity of pay for a period of time as a result of one may receive their merit pay review and compensation earlier because of their hire date. Certainly the idea of suspending merit pay for a year has really raised this issue even more, that it will create a disparity for a significantly longer period of time. And that is a concern. It's been a concern that's been expressed to me by a variety of employee groups. And as we've thought about it, we've recognized that really, you know, merit pay was one of the last things that we proposed in order to achieve our goals under the budget. What we would propose is this. During this recent few months and what we project going forward, the city has realized a fairly good amount of savings, we believe probably temporary, maybe one time, savings in both fuel and commodity cost, which we estimate will continue through the balance of this fiscal year. That savings will be sufficient for us, it is proposed, to continue the current approach to merit pay through the remainder of this fiscal year. What we would like to do, though, is really we want to address the fundamental issue that we want to, the idea is to try to get all the, or to put all employees, or at least all groups of employees, on an annual review, so everybody's on the same schedule at the same time, which will help mitigate against these disparities that occur just because of different hiring dates. What we propose to do is to continue the current program through the end of this fiscal year, and then during the next few months, as we go again as part of the budget discussion, staff will come back with a recommendation. Also, obviously, we have to involve the employees and keeping them informed, with an idea that in subsequent years, if we are able to fund merit pay, that schedule would be modified so that there would be everybody would be on an annual review for all employees, or at least large groups of employees would be on the same schedule, so there wouldn't necessarily be this disparity, and it wouldn't be based upon anniversary date. We, again, believe that those funds are easily achievable through the savings we've already realized and what we anticipate to realize for the balance of this year, but we would not, we would have to consider the funding available for the next fiscal year as part of the next budget process. So those...
Mr. Brady?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
So we can go back because there was a lot of...
Sorry. Yes, go ahead.
Talk in there. Just so we're clear. What we have is a situation that if we impose a merit pay freeze on January 1st, for example, we have situations where two people in the same department, same level, same responsibilities, and I'm going to use the extreme here, but this is what happens. One person was hired on December 18th, let's say. The other person was hired on January 2nd. Where we have it right now is that tomorrow, under the current program, that person that was hired on December 18th would receive a merit pay because today is their anniversary date. That person who, same level, same position, same responsibilities, who by the luck of the draw happened to be hired a week and a half, 2 weeks later, would not. So your thought process is that the person who happened to be hired on January 2nd is bearing an undue burden. Simply because luck of the draw, as I said.
The weeks of their.
They happen to be 2 weeks. And what you're proposing is that for the next few months or through the end of the fiscal year, however you work it, that those disparities at least are eliminated as best they can so that people who are at the same level, same pay, or in the same situation are not asked to bear a burden which others are not being asked to bear.
Correct. And then come up with a better system.
That eliminates.
And really, that's what I really wanted forward. To spend the time to come up with a
right.
better proposal. But I feel like we, at least during this short period of time, we can continue. But we really do need to come up with a better system.
Right. Because as we go through this process in years to come, we won't eliminate this situation.
Yes.
Unless we go to a more consistent date.
Right.
Where everybody's on the same level.
Right.
As far as merit pay, at least, is concerned.
Right.
Okay.
And I believe, Mayor and Council, that is the items before you. We've noted some of the other items that council we recognize wants to bring forward. We still have to come back to the council. You'll see we've identified the municipal security outsourcing option. We recognize that there's a lot of questions regarding that. We're developing the proposal, what it might look like. There is, frankly, at this point, a draft that would not necessarily convert the entire municipal security services to a privatized model, that there would be a kind of a blend. But we're still working through that plan and wanting to work with all the affected departments and making sure the appropriate services being provided. And then we'll bring that to council, and then we can make a decision going forward on that. We're here to answer any questions or answer any comments, but we just seek direction from the council to approve these reductions as they've been presented to the council. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions? Is that a yes? Councilmember Higgins.
No, go ahead. You put me first.
Councilmember Fenter.
Well, Mayor, I've had an opportunity through the different presentations. I was really concerned. One of the things that were standing out is in the police department's budget. My greatest concern was that those true emergency E-type of calls were going to be addressed. And I've had quite a bit of time since the presentation to meet with police staff and see their plan. And I feel like I can go back to the citizens of Mesa that I represent and say the 911 system is truly in place. You can expect a 3 to 4 minute response time. Those vital services haven't been sacrificed, and I appreciate the police staff doing that. And I know they are watching that very closely because I think it, in all these discussions, there is that base, that expectation of that type of rapid response to true emergencies. So I appreciate that portion. I'm hoping that as following up on your comments, Mayor, about the aviation unit, I think that is a vital, important role in the community. I think it does save us money in the long run with regard to pursuits and safety, officer safety. So I'm hoping that as we have these future near discussions in the budgets, that we'll be able to find a way to do something there. Thank you.
Councilmember Higgins.
Mayor, of this list, I'm still somewhat concerned with, and excuse me, I have a little cold. Sound a little congested. When you look down the list to see the percentage adjustments, I'm still concerned with our economic development being reduced by 31%. Experts always say in times of economic downturn, you put more money in economic development, not cut it by 30%. So when I look at this list, I'm still, that jumps out as an area that is of concern to me.
Mr. Brady?
Certainly, we agree that that's an area that we need to be sensitive to. If you were to, I think we've mentioned this, the positions that are being reduced in economic development do not include any of the analysts or economic development managers. What they do represent is administrative staff. And what that means is that some of that burden is going to have to be shared at higher levels, and different other departments are going to have to assist the economic development department. But we have, I don't believe that we've taken any. We've taken one position that was related to marketing that, frankly, was a position that was transferred there recently. It wasn't part of the economic development department's budget for quite some time. And we believe that a lot of that responsibility can be fulfilled out of the Public Information Office. Beyond that, the other positions really were related to certainly, they are very important. I'm not going to suggest they aren't. I mean, we'd prefer not to have to reduce them, but they are, we're more in the admin assistant positions that were reduced. And certainly, it's something we can continue to look at in this upcoming discussion of the budget about economic development and have that department come and make a presentation to the council about the responsibilities it has and the strategies that we have going forward and how we're going to use the current staff that's there today.
Okay. Either Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. And Mr. Brady, I do appreciate all the work that that you and your staff have done, as well as all the department heads and employees throughout. I think this has been a a well-crafted proposal to meet a very dire situation for us. And I think you've attempted to spread the cuts appropriately across the departments. I still have some concern over the depth of reductions in library services. That, again, is an area where the public tends to use those services even more during difficult economic times. And we're reducing access and availability to the public as well as materials. And I hope that's something that we as a city and as a council continue to evaluate, because that is an important resource. I also share Councilmember Finter's concerns over the reduction in the hours for the aviation unit, because we may be sending a little bit of a mixed message to the public, which just recently significantly approved as part of our public safety package a new helicopter for our unit. And I think they also have some expectations that it'll be used, given the permission they've given to us to seek that. So I hope we can continue to look at that as, again, as fuel prices fluctuate, our issues with costs, again, may make swing back to our benefit a little bit. I think we monitor that closely. In terms of the arts and cultural area, I would hope that the staff would continue their efforts to evaluate the occupancy requirements for the old federal building. This is a process that's been ongoing for a number of years, to look to see what can be done to utilize that building, which was provided to us by the feds, in terms of occupancy and suitability for gallery exhibit and storage space. And I'm pleased that on the municipal security, that again, we're not making any decision today, but that will be a continuing discussion, which I think is important for us. And I hope, and I know that we will continue the dialogue on the council in terms of how to respond to our revenue situation, and that the community will continue that dialogue to look at both what we as a council can still do to address our needs for this coming fiscal year, and longer term what the community can do, because what we are facing here is, with all the work that's done, it's still a very significant reduction in services across the board for a major American city. And we need to be careful to avoid the situation where the services are reduced to such a point that it begins to affect property values in terms of why people would want to come and live here, or why people would want to stay here in terms of the city. And so I know that will be some guiding principles as we continue the community dialogue. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Vice Mayor?
I just want to express my appreciation first to the entire staff. This has been a very difficult process, and not just difficult in trying to crunch the numbers, but in dealing with individuals, and that becomes the harder part. But thank you all for the work done, and it's the end result is not necessarily what any of us really want, but it's a necessity that we have to deal with. It's a reality, and so just expressing much the same concern that when we can make it happen, we need to make sure that air unit gets up. I've had the personal experience myself of an interesting evening when I was at the air unit, and it was very valuable. So in all of these, the cuts, they're going to hurt, they're going to be felt, and more so than ever before, the public is going to recognize the loss of services. So again, thank you, and I hope that this will not drag out too long, that we can restore some of these as soon as possible, but only the economy will tell.
Councilman Richens.
I think the thing that I appreciated the most through this process was the opportunity to innovate and reorganize, and even though that we had to cut budgets, and I'm sorry that people had to lose their jobs, and I do feel terrible about that, and it really... it's bothersome, but to take that and turn it into an opportunity to innovate in our city, I think it really poises us well for the future as we grow out of this opportunity. And you know, I think one of the first things we need to work towards is restoring people's pay back to where it was. And we have a lot of great employees at the City of Mesa that do a great service compared. I'd stack them up against any other municipality in the state. They work hard, and they put in a good day's work for their pay, and I think they're honest, and they try to do the best that they can for our constituents and our citizens in the city. But I think it's the innovations that have grown out of this are going to really set us up well for coming years, because the financial crises don't last forever. They may be long, but they don't last forever. But I just wanted to say thanks to all of the department heads and staff members throughout the city who took this opportunity to innovate their departments and express those ideas through management and find a way to implement them. So thanks.
And I'd like to echo what Councilmember Richens said. You know, it's not a sexy headline to say that we've innovated or done something like that. We've taken many cases the if it bleeds, it leads approach when you have budget cuts. And I don't want to minimize either the reductions in people who are losing their jobs, because that's the tragic part of this, that people are impacted and they are affected. I have confidence with what Councilman Richens said, that the people who work for us are of the quality that long term, I really think that we'll be okay. Individuals, as a city, and I'd hope that we would not forget the real positive things that are going to come out of this process. I can't underestimate some of the significant changes, or understate some of the significant changes we've made that we call innovations, but we really have found new ways to do things, and we've been able to have discussions that we would not otherwise have as far as how the city operates. We're not there yet. This is a beginning. We're having to make a decision today and provide some directions so that some of the initial changes that are scheduled to go into place in January can go into place. However, we're not approving a budget today. We're approving some initial steps that need to be taken to take care of a short-term situation. And we are laying the groundwork for things that will carry over into the next fiscal year and hopefully beyond that. And some of these things are pretty exciting. The changes, for example, in the fire department, where we got the firefighters and management together to come up with what I believe is a very, very positive change in our service model, and one that I don't think the true benefits for everybody, employees, city, citizens, will be recognized for perhaps many years. But we've set the stage for that to happen. I think when you look at our development services, we are took some bold steps to change the service model in that area, which wasn't completely driven by the financial crisis. Certainly, that set the stage for some decisions and some risk-taking that we probably wouldn't otherwise have taken. But I think we'll see the benefits of that. It will not be easy. Anytime you change a model, anytime you change job descriptions and the number of people that are in there, there's certainly a challenge in making that transition. This challenge will be significant. The one thing is, we have no other choice. When you're looking at $60 million of shortfall, you have to make changes. There are things that I don't think any one of us would like to see. We talk about library services. We talk about challenges to public safety. There's nobody in this room or in this community that would like to see those things compromised. However, in times like this, you have to make these kind of moves. You have no other choice. I think that, and I would like to echo also the commendation to staff, that I think that they have taken the opportunity to not only just slash and to cut, but also to rethink and to reorganize and to, we use words like restructure, reorganize, but there truly is a change. And I hope that as we go through this, there's also a recognition that it's okay to do more with less. That's not necessarily a bad thing. That perhaps as we focus on our real mission in as a city as a whole, and each department and each individual, we can really find ways to provide the high level of service that this community deserves in a more efficient and more effective manner without compromising basic safety and other concerns. So I think that we need to take the positive out of this also and look at this as in many ways a new beginning in many areas in our city, and one that once again are going to play out not only over the next 3 months but the next 3 years and 5 years. And I agree with Councilmember Richens that this financial crisis will end. We'll move on. We'll be better. We'll be stronger. And I hope that we develop a discipline and an approach to providing services that when good times do return, we don't simply also return to the old way of doing things. That we take what we've established and make those things better, and that we don't simply say, oh, good, now we can go back to the way we were doing things, because I don't think that'll work in the 21st century. So, you know, there is a silver lining to almost every cloud, and I think there is really one to this. And once again, I don't want to minimize some of the changes we're making, but on the other hand, I hope that we remember the positives that will come out of this process. As I've said, we're not approving a budget. What we are, I guess, looking at is approval isn't the right word, but the direction of the council to move ahead with the changes that you've proposed, implement those things that will be implemented that were scheduled to be implemented at the first of next year. There are some items on here that I think you've got notes on that as part of the 09-010 budget process that will begin
right
early spring, that those items will be looked at more carefully. And specifically, I think we brought up the municipal security. I don't believe that we are, by approving this, since it is separated, that we would be giving you approval to move ahead with that. But I think there's a sense to come back to us with the specific proposal and to provide us more information. So that would be the one item that, as I understand it, if there's anyone on the council that understands it differently, I don't believe we have sufficient information yet to make a decision. So with that being said, Vice Mayor?
I just want to add, none of this is in concrete because it's a moving target, obviously. But, yeah, we don't know the outcome of some of these, but we have to have a starting point.
Right.
And that's where we're at right now. We have a basic understanding of where we're going to go forward from today. But as things change, as we get more information, it can change a little bit.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and it will. There are some specific steps that are being started.
Right.
Well, they have to be.
Yeah, when you're talking about job eliminations, things like that, those have to take place, and those aren't a moving target. Those are the things that are going to happen at 1st of January.
But, Mayor and Council, I think that, but to the point is, and we've said this, you know, we had to make some of these decisions in a very compressed period of time. We know it's put a tremendous amount of stress on this organization. We know we've had to do things ahead of even where we would normally like to, you know, have further, longer discussions with the council and go through discussions and talk about, you know, layoffs and how that's going to affect the organization. You know, think of the time frame was just so, we really were in a crisis situation. What we would like to do is come back, you know, late winter, maybe, Mayor, you know, if you would. Of course, that's February, spring, I guess, in Arizona. But we would like to start having that discussion about some of these outstanding issues and really even during this period of time, continue updates on the financial situation, but also even the programs that are being adjusted. I'm confident that what we've proposed to you today, we're going to come back and say, you know, maybe that wasn't the perfect way to do it. Maybe we need to adjust that. So we're going to look at that. We feel comfortable that we've been able to reset, if you would, the budget to a point where, from a financial standpoint, we think it's going to match up better with the resources that we have. But certainly, we need to continue monitoring these programs, our responses from our customers, especially in development services, in the libraries and other places, and make sure that we're matching up with their expectations and trying to assist them in accessing our services. And so we'll that's a continuous process. This is not, I don't want anybody to ever think that when we do something like this, it's concrete forever. We always look for continuous opportunities. And I suspect we'll have those discussions in the upcoming budget discussions.
Okay. All right. I think we need to move ahead with some sort of formal action that would, because since we do have elimination of some departments and consolidations and some actual layoffs, once again, so I'll entertain a motion. And the motion should be that we approve. Okay. We approve the implementation of the budget plan as proposed, with the understanding that this will include the elimination of certain departments, the consolidation of others, the salary compensation adjustments, and across the board to all people within the city, charter or no charter, we will do that. And that beginning January 1st, that staff and management be authorized to proceed with those formal actions. And that you have the notes of those items which this council has identified that we want to revisit on a specific level as we go into the 09-10 formal budget process. Okay?
And that's a motion.
That's a motion.
Second.
I have a second by the Vice Mayor. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you very much. Okay. And once again, thank you very much for all those who have really put in a lot of work. And, you know, to all those people who are affected one way or another, and that's basically about everyone in the city, thank you so very much. I know it may sound shallow to say thank you, but we recognize the difficult times that a lot of people are going through. And you know, we're truly committed to making this a great community. And we know that in the long run, things will be okay. We're going to be fine. And we're going to come out bigger and better. And that includes, not bigger and better, but better and stronger. And that includes our employees that are affected, negatively affected for the short term. Next item, hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. Last Friday, Vice Mayor Jones, Councilmember Higgins, and I were privileged to attend the graduation of our latest fire academy. And that was particularly important because it was in doubt whether that academy would ever complete. And we want to compliment those class members who persevered throughout the uncertainty. And I think we have fine new firefighters for the city of Mesa, the city of Casa Grande, also participated in the academy. I think we do a great job of helping serve the region and the state in terms of both police and fire. And I wanted to compliment to all those who successfully completed it, as well as all the instructors, again, through a very difficult time. And then the second one, I wanted to commend our Parks and Recreation staff. I attended the Fit City Challenge. You wouldn't know it by me, but I attended it on Saturday at Riverview, and I think it was a very well-attended and well-organized event. I appreciate all the work that went into that.
Thank you.
Same thing.
Same thing? Vice Mayor.
Yes, yesterday was a Metro Rail board meeting that I attended, and just a reminder, everybody, that the light rail opens on the 27th. There will be free rides until midnight on New Year's Eve for everybody to get a feel for the light rail, so put that on your calendar.
Okay. Councilmember Higgins?
On Saturday, I attended Santa landing at Falcon Field. It was very exciting. Santa came in a bi-wing. And he has been going to Fit Challenge because he was quite thin, and his cholesterol, I'm told, is very good. So Santa's going to be good for a while.
And I know that Santa did arrive at Falcon Field because I got three calls from people complaining about sleigh noise.
Yes. But what I want to also say, though, is the amazing resource there at Falcon Field in the Confederate Air Force Museum. And we had a tour with my 15-year-old son, who's kind of a World War II buff, and amazing. I think it should be part of Mesa Public Schools curriculum to get him through there and have an entire update on World War II, World War I, in under an hour and a half. So if you haven't had a chance, go out there over to the holiday. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else? I'd like to mention a couple days ago, two or three of us had the opportunity to attend a reception honoring the outgoing members of the Mesa Public Schools School Board, Rich Crandall, Cindy Hobbs, and Lynn Burnham, and I'd like to thank them publicly. We have a great relationship with the Mesa Public Schools, and Mesa Public Schools are an integral part of our community and do a great job of really raising the bar and creating an attitude of excellence in our community. So thank you for them, for their service, and we look forward to working with the new board members. So thank you for that. Okay, Mr. Brady, schedule meetings.
Thank you, Mayor. Council, this is your last meeting of the year. We'll see you again for the first meeting, which will be a study session on January 8th, Thursday morning. And our council meetings in January will be January 12th and 26th. Thank you, Mayor.
Okay. Ms. Crocker, any requests to speak from citizens?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay, that means that I have a motion to adjourn, a second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you so very much. We are adjourned.